So over this last week, I went ahead and made some amazing burger with a little coleslaw, smashed burger and coleslaw. That was my last video on the YouTube channel. Also, we made some ribs.
On Mother's Day?
Yeah. On Mother's Day, we made some ribs, and those turned out, I cooked
mine them. Mine was keto.
Yes, and we cooked both of them for 6 solid hours. I think maybe closer to 7.
They were good.
That was a long cook, was it not? And also this weekend, I went on a little fishing trip, caught over 20 or 30 fish. So we'll talk a little bit about all this in this week's episode.
Time to fire up that grill. From smoked pork to smash burgers, outdoor cooking just tastes better. This is the Okie Smokin' Podcast. And here's your host, John Berry.
And alongside of my beautiful co-host, Dolores.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
The show just wouldn't go on if it wasn't for you. You know, no one would listen. That'd already be gone.
Nah.
Keeping the show alive. Got Dolores here with me today. And we're just going to go ahead and talk a little bit about where you want to start.
Oh, let's talk about the smash burgers.
The smash burgers. You know you do like a good smash burger, right?
Yes, the smash burgers are so delicious, but I couldn't have the one this weekend. I ate smash burgers, but not the one with the coleslaw.
Well, why didn't you have that one?
Because it's not keto.
But you could have had it without your coleslaw.
No. I did have it without the coleslaw. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you just had the plain.
Yeah. But I had mine with bacon.
Oh, you had bacon on yours?
Yes.
I got you. Yeah, well, we had it with coleslaw, and at coleslaw was pretty good. We went ahead and made some from scratch, some cabbage, some carrots in it, used some vinegar, boiled it all up on the camp chef right out back, and then smashed those burgers, and it turned out really, really good.
I'm sorry. Our son just came in and showed us his beard because – John just got a new set of shavers for the beard and the hair and stuff. And our son did his face, and I think he cut a little too much of the beard.
Well, I did the same thing yesterday. I used to, if you've seen any of my videos, my hair was very long, probably the longest it's ever been.
Yeah, now son, I like the way that you look now. You look hot.
Yeah, see there. I cut it all off. I completely shaved it down to about a number 2, so I don't have any long hair no more. The beard has been trimmed, and so everything is back in order.
Yes.
For the summer.
Looks good.
Yeah. And so we got that going on. But, yeah, that slaw burger, like I was saying, was a really, really good. Even some people that typically don't like slaw. My son said that he really enjoyed that. You can check that video out. It was last Thursday. I've got another burger video coming up in a week or so when we do that. What's it going to be? Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yes.
Peanut butter and jelly.
This one, it's got to be good because we're doing – well, I don't want to say yet. It's a secret right now.
If you add peanut butter to a burger, the only way you add it is to an elevated burger.
Yes, because you're going to make that peanut butter sauce.
Peanut butter sauce.
Yes.
The burger is not going to be a regular burger. We're going to elevate this burger a little bit.
Even with the jelly, we're going to do it.
I don't know that. I don't think it's going to be a smash burger.
Well.
But it could be. We'll have to decide.
I feel like a smash burger would be good. No, I feel like you should do a smash burger, babe.
Keep with my smash burgers?
Yes. Yes, with all that, with the...
Yeah, it's going to be great. I envision what I'm going to be doing with the peanut butter and how we're going to incorporate the jelly.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I like the jelly part.
It'll come out by the end of the month before June 1st. We'll have that video out, peanut butter and jelly.
And who's the spy? Who's the...
So this is
a collaboration
that I'm doing. I have... two of them booked right now. I keep booking.
But the first one is the peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, we'll talk about the other one a little later. But it is a peanut butter and jelly burger. How can you make your peanut butter and jelly burger what is your take on it, or what's your design? And so later this month, you're going to see a bunch of them. I wish I knew the hashtag. I don't right now. But there'll be a bunch of peanut butter and jelly burgers going up.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see everybody's.
Yeah. I binge watch them when we do these collaborations.
I'm excited to do ours, though. Yeah. I'm, really excited.
And yeah. So we'll be putting that together here in the next couple of weeks.
You guys, I'm still waiting for our alligator dip, though.
Yeah. I still got the alligator dip.
We've been so busy. John's been working every day, so it's been kind of hard to do the dip thing.
Yeah. So things are calming down. I'm going to get back into a little bit of a routine. I should start to get most of my weekends back. I haven't had them.
What about this weekend? This weekend, are you doing anything? Do you have to work?
If I do, it won't be very long on Saturday.
Maybe we could do it on Saturday. Do a little
alligator dip.
Yeah.
Have that for our next Thursday video. That'd be great. Good. Alligator dip.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we can get that put in.
I'm excited because, I don't have to cheat or anything. I can actually eat this.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be real good, that alligator dip. And I don't know if I ever mentioned it and you ask. The collaboration is by Annie.
Yeah.
Yes. From Annie's
Kitchen.
Annie's Cooking Pot.
Okay, Annie's Cooking Pot.
Annie's Smoking Pot.
Smoking Pot, isn't that?
I think so. Let me take a look here. Yeah, it's Annie's Smoking Pot. I don't know why I sometimes get that mixed up. But yeah, she has, like I've said before, a ton and a ton of air fryer cook videos for things you typically wouldn't even see for air fryer and things you would, but has some great ideas.
You know what's crazy, babe? I feel like we know all these people. I don't know why, but it's like we watch them and you get to know them.
You get to know them and you comment back and forth to them and they comment back and forth to us. And I haven't been in the community much lately because I've been so busy and I usually watch and I usually comment and I haven't been too active.
A great idea if all us Oklahoma ones get together one day.
Oh, it could definitely happen.
At a park or something, and that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure could. It could definitely happen. Because like you said, it's like they're just your friends. You know them.
Yeah, it is. It's weird.
But so we got the peanut butter and jelly burger. That's going to be coming up. What should we go to next? How about we talk about
the ribs.
The ribs.
Oh, okay, you guys. So mine was keto. And I'm going to tell you, I ate a lot of those ribs. Those ribs were really good. They were juicy, fall apart.
And I cooked them as low as I could for the first 3 hours. I used the Pit Boss. We talk a lot about the Pit Boss. They ought to pay us money. We say that name so much, Pit Boss. Yeah. But we are put them on there, and I put it to 180 degrees. For the first 3 hours after we seasoned it, I seasoned mine with some Kinder's Texas brisket rub, actually. Put it on my ribs. I went ahead and added some of that white lightning.
Oh, that's what I added to mine, too.
I added some of that. And then I added some red pepper flakes. And under this, we added some mustard just for everything to stick to.
The mustard makes it good.
Well,
you can't even taste it.
You don't taste it.
I swear it makes it juicy.
It just keeps the seasoning from falling off. I mean, it's just a bonding agent.
It makes it juicy.
No, maybe. I don't know. I think that's just the way I cook it.
could be.
So I put all the seasonings all on it and then threw them on the smoker for about 3 hours. Now, I was setting the Pit Boss to 180, and it kept getting closer to 210. I thought.
Did you turn it down?
Well, I couldn't turn it down anymore. It was turned down as low as it can go. But there is a setting on there, and I've had to do this a time or two. I don't know if it was just the way that the outside was at the particular time. It's got a P setting. And on the P setting, you can go ahead and raise it. It's set to 4 by default. And if your smoker has this and you raise it, it actually does not dispense pellets as frequently. And I raised it to 6. And then I got it closer to 170 to 190. And that's where it started hanging around. But with caution, it's something you really should not tinker with very much or very often unless you really know what you're doing or unless you're monitoring the fire. Because if you actually change it too much, it can actually cause the fire to go out. The pellets would build up. Eventually, they could ignite, and you could potentially have a dangerous fire, I think.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's something that
That's why I don't smoke.
And that P setting only affects the lowest setting. Mm-hmm. If you have a smoke setting or a setting of 180 on your pit boss, but once you change it to a higher setting, the P setting is no longer into effect. And I always want to revert it back to the default four, number four, when I'm done. Yeah, and I was able to get that low and slow temperature for about 3 hours. That just let that smoke go, smoke go, smoke go. Then I wrapped it. And I found some Reynolds Wrap butcher paper, which I hadn't seen before, and it was right next to the aluminum foil. And I went ahead and grabbed that. I said, I'll just use this
for the wraps. And that was at Walmart that we found that.
That was at Walmart. It's some pink butcher paper. It was 75 feet. And when I get it, I like to lay it long ways with the ribs.
Yes.
Then you put the ribs over it, and then you fold it so that it covers it. And then you take the ends, and you fold it over, and you flip it over.
Yeah, like a package.
Yeah, and when I wrap it, I put the meat down. And when it's unwrapped, I put the meat up. That's just how I do it.
So down means like not the bone down? Is that what you're talking about?
The meat. I have the meat up when it's unwrapped. And when it's wrapped, I put the meat down.
I'm confused.
So the bones are up.
Okay.
When it's unwrapped. Oh, uh-huh. No, the bones. Oh, you got me all confused now. So the bones are on the upside mm-hmm. when it's wrapped, and the bones are down.
Okay.
When it's unwrapped, and that holds true to when I'm at the end of the cook as well.
Dang, I'm still confused.
And it probably don't matter at all one way or the other. I don't know. But it's just how I've always done it. And it's always worked well. So
these ribs actually were juicier than normal. Why is that?
Well, I normally don't cook them this long. And I didn't record this. Why? And I want to do another.
You didn't record it?
I just got back from the trip. I was tired. And I could have went out there and did... what do you call it? Rolling footage or B-roll.
I'm shocked that you did not record this because you recorded it.
I do. I was tired. I just got back from near Texas for two and a half hour drive. And I stopped at a Homeland, a little store in here, and they had ribs on sale.
In Norman?
Yeah, in Norman on the way here. And I stopped there, grabbed these, said I'm just going to put these on. I was tired. I was unpacking. I was doing everything. And I didn't want to just film it. When I do that, I want to do this video. And when I do, I want to do it with meaning. I want to really, nail the video as well.
One day when we have, we usually do a pool party, with friends and stuff over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Ribs.
Ribs.
We should do that for our pool
party. And I could do a lot of ribs because, I've got the pit barrel. You could hang eight of them in there. I don't think we need that many, but we could
I don't know. It depends on how many people we invite.
I've got the Weber Smoky Mountain, which I've got to start bringing out some of the others. I mean, like I said.
I don't know. I'm so stuck to that one.
Once again, pit boss, where's my money?
It's my favorite one so far. My mm-hmm. favorite.
Yeah. It has been phenomenal. And we had the Lexington one.
Besides the flat one.
Which one's that?
Where we do eggs and bacon and stuff.
Oh, you're talking about the Blackstone.
Top. Oh, okay.
The Blackstone.
I keep on calling it a flat top, but
Well, it is. It's a flat top. Blackstone's basically just a brand. It's, you could get a pit boss. Okay. Again, I just mentioned the name.
I don't honestly know what flat any top. Of those are, but...
But yeah, that's
it was good.
It was really good. I mean, we and then we did some Stouffer mac and cheese on the side.
Yes, and all my kids are like, "Oh my god, this is so good," which we've had before.
You would have thought that was the star of the show.
I know, right?
Oh my gosh, this is the best mac and cheese.
I can't have.
I hear nothing about the ribs from them.
I like the ribs.
They're like, this is a lot better than Kraft.
Now, the baby did taste the ribs, which he tasted mine because your guys' was spicy.
Yeah.
Which I did have some spice on mine, but not as much as your guys'.
Yeah.
He liked it, but he just wasn't sure.
Right.
And he's a very picky eater.
And I will say, you put the red pepper flakes. Mm-hmm. I put that on ours.
So see, and I went with the, what is the red,
you had
jalapeno
some,
something.
Yeah, you had just some seasoning of some sort, red yeah. chili. And on my mac and cheese, I added some Creole seasoning as well, some Tony's Creole. Oh, it's good, just to flavor up that mac and cheese.
Honestly, I don't even know what I put on mine. I was just like, just slapping stuff on there that I could have.
Well, you know, me too, because I also added some fire roasted garlic habanero, a hot sauce to, you know, Walmart.
See, I can't have any of this stuff. My husband has like a whole thing.
I just got all kind of.
Yes, barbecue sauce. I can't have that.
That's Kinder's mild barbecue, Kinder's honey hot. Oh, that's good. I got to get some more of that. Kinder's, I get that at the Academy. I've even got some habanero ketchup. I haven't tried that yet. Ghost pepper ketchup. And I'll tell you where I got that. And Walmart has, for a while now, had a really awesome place in every one of their stores. It's just dollar hot sauces. Now, you're not going to get bottle.
Babe. Oh, yeah. We did get that at the Walmart supermarket.
Yep. They got the ketchup.
They got the little bottles.
They're like sample, a little bigger.
They're cute.
They're bigger than sample size. Cute. They're about 2 ounces a piece. Some are a little less. Those ketchups, 4 ounces. But you know, and I'll go in there and I'll see something new.
Yeah, but you bought this.
I got this Academy ghost pepper hot sauce Kinders. Here. Yeah, I got the Kinder's barbecue sauce from Academy, and that's real good. I'm gonna have to get some more of this. That honey hot's been going good. That's been everybody's favorite. So we did add some of that. I added the mild barbecue to our ribs before I wrapped it.
Okay.
No, I added some honey before I wrapped it. And then what I did is I unwrapped them after about 2 hours. So they went 3 hours at about that 180 degree mark. So yeah, 3 hours unwrapped, 2 hours wrapped, and then 1 hour unwrapped. And each time I do that, turn the meat up, turn the meat down, turn the meat up. And with yours, we just didn't add anything during the wrapping process. Ours had honey. Oh, yeah. And then at the end, when I unwrapped it, I went ahead and added the barbecue sauce. But excellent.
You know, I found some keto honey that I could use.
Oh,
but I found it on Amazon. So I don't know how the price is.
Yeah,
but it's, I found some. It's zero carbs.
Yeah, it'll be pricey.
I know, right? Why is keto stuff so high? Yeah, I don't get it.
It will be. So we'll definitely give that a try for you and as well. But also, the last thing we're going to talk about in this video or on this podcast, I do videos so much, I sometimes say the wrong word. You'll see that a lot. You guys know what I mean.
Yes, he always goofs on stuff. Usually I correct him.
Yeah. So we did go on a fishing trip this, I did. And I went on a fishing trip this last weekend to Lake Texoma, which is the second year in a row we went. And
girls, no ladies.
Yeah, she went and got her hair done, though.
Yes, I cut my hair off. I had it past my butt, and I got it cut.
Yeah, she gets her hair cut once a year, and we go fishing.
I still need to color it, but I haven't gone to that process yet because it was Mother's Day weekend, and the salon is like packed.
Everybody's buying mom hairdos.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Right on. So yeah, we went out there and basically get a guide. We had a different guide this year. We went out a little later in the day. The last time it was early in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that had any effect on how many fish we caught. See, the last time we went there, we caught our limit.
But didn't you say it was like muggy water? I feel like that has a lot to do with it because it's like muddy and gross.
Yeah, the water was way muddier. Yeah. The last time it was clear, I don't know exactly. There had been a lot of rain. I think that the dam was releasing water and water coming from different areas, and it
I do feel like that has a factor in that.
But our guide did get in a boat, and we tried to outrun the mud. So, I mean, we're on that boat for like – seemed like a half hour, 20, 30 minutes, just full speed, just going across the water and then finally stop at a location. The first time we went, we actually caught one striper.
Now, I do have to say that whenever the first guy, when you guys very first went, he took out the bones very good on the fish. And this time, the person did not take out the bones very good.
I have found a lot of bones, and the fish I brought back, there was bones.
Yeah, and I feel like the first guy that did it, when you guys first went, it was a lot better.
Less bones. You had to really watch what you're eating because...
And I'm like terrified because our son, he was just pulling bones out of his mouth with those fish. So, I don't know. It's kind of leery.
Yeah. So, yeah, the guide also cleans your fish for you. If you want them, you can take them home.
But what else did you guys do? You guys went to a karaoke bar.
Well, you know, it is a little, you know, after you're done fishing, you've got to wind down a little bit. And actually, it wasn't much of a travel. I mean, literally, it was 25 steps.
So you guys just walked there?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes, it maybe more than 25 steps, but it was.
As long as you had fun, that's the
point. It was like an eighth of a mile or something.
Yeah.
It was just literally you can look out the door and see it. So, yeah. That we're not out doing anything crazy, getting in vehicles or anything. We did go over, had a nice time, and just kind of wind down after we did our fishing. All right, had to cut out just a minute there. I needed the new beer. And
I needed some new shots for my, I have a vodka mixed with a Munster.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's a brand new feature available on the Okie Smokin' Podcast, and it involves you. That's right. Send me and Dolores a text, and it's never been easier. Simply scroll down to the show notes description, and you'll see where it says, send John and Dolores a text message, click it, talk to us. You're probably using your phone anyway, so do it now. Can't wait to hear from you. A Monster with vodka, and I've got a Coop 66 lager.
And you took a shot.
A little vodka. Hey, the best way to make a podcast.
Exactly.
You just can't be sober. But we're saying, till on that fishing trip, we... like I said, caught about 20 or 30. The last time we caught over 60. And the water was muddy and the conditions, there was no wind.
And you guys were out there for 3 hours already, right?
Yeah, we were out there 3 hours.
See, that's a long time.
We were out there for some time.
And one of your buddies was like, I'm ready to go in.
Yeah, yeah.
I can understand that, you know? Yeah,
they're ready to go in. And we were happy with what we got. Plenty to cook for dinner and then had some to bring home. I'm going to
smoke some
of that fish.
What else did you have with the fish? What did you guys eat with the fish?
We got some coleslaw. Uh-huh. Also had some mac and cheese. And that's really pretty much it.
Yeah.
We went and got some Louisiana just from Walmart that you just dip the fish on. Just some breading.
So your first day out there, what did you guys eat that night? Or was it just whatever you guys picked up you ate?
What did we eat that first night? I don't...
You don't remember?
No.
How were you? Wait, sorry.
Yeah, now I got to hit the explicit version. Don't let me forget.
Oops.
No, I was... we had a few beers and I think I had some chips.
Really?
That's yeah, good. So that's I don't really think I ate anything. So when we woke up the next morning, we had breakfast.
What'd you eat? What'd you guys have? Did you guys cook or go out?
No, we went out.
So where'd you guys go?
Well, the restaurant's only about 20 steps from where we were staying.
After everything.
the bar is inside the restaurant.
So the bar that you went to that night was the same bar that you went to for breakfast?
Yeah, that's where the karaoke bar and the bar and the restaurant. It's all in one building there, basically.
That's funny.
So we had breakfast and then went out on our fishing trip and then came back and pretty much did the cook, which I took my Camp Chef, which if you've ever seen on any of my videos – and we took it, we hooked our propane tank up, and we went ahead and I had like, I don't know how many, 10 or 12 quarts that you put the fish in.
Yeah.
And then filled that thing with oil. And then, you know, we went ahead.
And a cast iron.
But I forgot to actually.
Did you videotape any of that?
Not really. I should have. I could have made, like, maybe one year I go out there and I'll actually do like a video out there, because I think it would be good and everybody would see
the outside.
I do have a little bit of a clip of the fish that I might throw some on a video, and I have a little bit of a clip of the fish cooking.
I have ideas. So,
and
like
the boat, but, you know, not a whole lot.
Whenever we do like a fish thing, maybe this week you could do like a fish thing and throw that in there and say,
yeah,
hey.
I have a little bit of role, but not much. But we cooked the fish, and I didn't bring a thermometer to check the temperature of the oil. So our first fish went in, and it came out all
no. Was it not too hot? That's why?
It was way too hot. It was black.
Oh, that's my type of fish.
Yeah.
Like the crispy.
Yeah, so it was completely crispy and everything. Oops. But John Howard, we brought it home, and a friend of mine, he actually said the next day he put it between bread. When we got back, we'd chilled it. He'd put it between bread and with some mayonnaise or mustard, threw some pickles on it, and it made one hell of a sandwich.
The burnt one or the?
The burnt one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The burnt one. So he said it.
See, I would have liked it if I was there. I'd have ate it. Because I like my stuff crunchy.
But after the second batch, everything started to come out golden brown. Everything.
Well, that's good.
Everything turned out fantastic.
How come you guys didn't do like chips? Like cut the potatoes up like chips and put it up in there. That would have been good.
We're not trying to do all that.
That would have been good though. If I was there, that's what I would have done. That's why they don't have women there.
It's a vacation. We got
away from the women.
part of the reason that we do this is we get a guide. Uh-huh. He takes us out to the fish. Uh-huh. He puts the bait on the hook, and he takes the fish off when you catch it. And when you get back to shore, he cleans it and he gives it to you in a bag.
Yeah,
there's very little work involved. You don't have to mess with any of it.
It's just cutting up a potato, babe.
Lazy. That's a lot of work.
That's not a lot. It's fresh. Fresh and good.
Yeah, we ain't doing all that. We might go get a bag of potato chips. But last year we did have some frozen fries. So we did do some fries. This year we didn't do fries. I was looking for some hush puppy mix I would have made. I didn't see any.
See, that would have been good with jalapenos with it.
I didn't see any. And again, I could have looked up the ingredients and made it from scratch, but I didn't want to buy all those ingredients. I didn't want to do all that.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it all turned out fantastic. It really was a great trip. And I will be cooking. I got a batch of fish here, and I was thinking I'm going to smoke it.
You're going to smoke the fish?
Yep. I think on the Pit Boss, since you're so down for it, we're going to smoke this, a batch of fish. I will make a video on that. I don't know when that'll be. It's in the freezer right now. I've got several videos lined up. Of course, if we cook it earlier, I could just schedule that video out.
Yeah.
So we'll do that here pretty soon. And probably, I would say in June, that video at some point will pop up.
Okay.
A little smoked fish. And maybe I could do just a slight, because I just have very miniature footage of our trip.
I'm just excited about the gator dip.
The gator dip. That's what we're going to work on this weekend. So you've heard it. This weekend, we're going to be making some alligator dip. And then we went ahead and talked about the ribs that you ret and raved about.
You know, it's funny. It's like, I always say that your stuff is good, and I don't think I've had anything that has been bad yet. You guys.
Yeah. So,
and the brisket, he has to remake.
I got to remake it. Lost all the footage of that. And that was an excellent brisket. I mean, everybody makes a brisket, so it ain't like it's a major video that needs to come out.
This brisket was really good.
But I want to just do it, my own brisket that we did. And then our coleslaw burger. So we did do
it. Which I didn't get to do. I didn't get to do the coleslaw, but, our son, he said that it was like, because he doesn't like coleslaw. So he was like, wow, this was like top notch bomb.
Yeah, he typically don't like coleslaw. But I will say, when you make it to, and I mentioned this in the video, you might use a slotted spoon or make sure you get all the juice out, because when I put them on the burger initially, I just put them on there and their salad juice hadn't soaked up, or I put too much juice or not enough coleslaw. So it did sog up the bun a little bit. Not overly bad.
Well, it must have been good. You guys like ate it all.
Oh, yeah. It added flavor to the bun.
You guys, we were still waiting for our burger, but they ate theirs first and they were like, oh, my God, that was so good. We're like, what about us?
It was really, really good. And I toasted the bun, so that kind of shielded some of that juice. Because when you toast it, it prevents it from getting quite as soggy. And so it had been toasted. But then the juice kind of ran on the underneath and got the bottom of it a little soggy. But, no, that was a really, really good. But
I need to really find me some zero-carb barbecue sauce because –
yeah.
Man, I would love some on my ribs or something, you know?
Right, right. Well, if you enjoy what you hear, you can find us. Where can you find us at there, Dolores?
On Facebook, YouTube.
TikTok. You can find us all those places. YouTube, where we make all the videos. TikTok, I do some videos as well.
And the fan.
And you can also send us a voice message at okiesmokin.com/fanpage. And there's something new that I've done that is now part of the podcast.
What is that?
You can text us. You can send us a text message, and it's never been easier. You don't need to remember a phone number. You don't need to remember a website. Most of you are probably listening to this on your iPhone or your Android phone. And if you are, just scroll down to the description of the podcast that you're listening to right now. On Apple, Spotify, it don't matter. It says, send John and Dolores a text.
Yeah, click you could ask us any kind of question.
You can we'll click that. It'll be in the description of every one of our episodes. It's a brand new feature we've rolled out, and it will be sent to us. So would love to hear from each and every one of you if you want to ask us a question or just say hi.
Yes.
Be sure and do that. If there's something you want us to talk about, just scroll down to the description.
Or something that you want him to make.
Something you want me to make. It could be about my video or anything else.
Make sure it's keto, though, you guys. Come on.
Yeah, so do that. Send us a text send us a voice message. Anything else you'd like to say? What else is on your mind there, Dolores?
Actually, I don't have anything else to say except for have a good evening, and I hope all you mothers had a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you for listening to the Okie Smokin' Podcast. Episodes drop every Monday. Don't forget to follow this podcast, or you might miss out on some delicious creations. You can also find us on our website, okiesmokin.com, and on YouTube and other social media platforms. Until next time, keep firing up that grill.